what yeah, strikes me is that in the deepest areas of research, when it comes to being a human being, some of the deepest projects and the most expensive ones are the craziest. Like totally psychotic kind of thing. Like a sane man wouldn't want to do this. Yet for some reason, people are being paid to do it and they're accepting it. You know, it's just like, okay, we'll do it, man. Give us the money.
Well, and I mean, you and I can laugh about it right now because it borders line on a sci-fi movie, like a movie story. It's bizarre.
Well, where do the movies get their ideas from?
Well, I don't know if the governments get it from the movies or if the movies get it from the government.
Well, I do know.
I
do. They do. They do get it from the governments. Like the military, for example, Department of Defense have Hollywood liaisons that they give scripts and ideas and things like that to these writers in Hollywood based on real secret government projects. Like even The Matrix, for example, was based on a 1950s declassified document that the Department of Defense had released, saying that they want to turn human beings into batteries and house them in these massive towers and in these little cocoon tanks where they would suck off the energy of them and keep them enslaved in a virtual reality world. You know, like that's stuff they were thinking about doing in the 50s.
Well, you know, and you know what it comes down to is imagination and creativity. You know, we all have imagination and creativity and a tremendous amount of potential to create things for ourselves. Unfortunately, you know, we tend to use that creativity and that imagination many times for evil, for gain, for power, for control, for domination. And that's what's wrong.
Yeah, 100%. And we keep electing these people.
Well, and you can even go deeper than that. You can look at, you know, what do the election systems look like? Who's running all of that? What's the mechanism involved? Who are the people in charge of these mechanisms? How does the money flow? Who pays who? Who receives the money? Who's paying out the money? And then there's a whole other slew of questions involved with that.